What did you see go down when you were skiing? I'm not a skier. I've tried a few times. I've failed miserably. But my husband and my older daughter, Hayden, they're skiers. And my little one, Dakota, my toddler, she's four, she went skiing for the first time this past weekend. As I'm taking Dakota to her first lesson, I hear this boy scream out, "Mom! Rebecca's looking for you. She said she broke her leg."
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, and the mom yells like, "All right, where is she?" In like disbelief, you know, like you kind of like don't believe that they fall down.
Right. I mean, who would actually say they broke your leg? You'd rather be just screaming and crying if you did.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't think anything of it. And like, you know, we walked by and I brought Dakota to her lesson, which FYI was terrifying, at watching a 4-year-old hurl herself on skis down a mountain, unable to stop. But that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah.
And we get back to the hotel. And ironically, the family is staying at the hotel.
Sure.
The girl actually broke her leg.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's not fun.
Oh, no. And I kept thinking, then I'm like, this is why it's scary. This is why skiing is scary.
Yeah, I've seen people get all sorts of injuries on a hill. I've also seen somebody like come halfway down a hill and then freak themselves out and then have to walk down the rest of the hill.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Because they couldn't.
That was my second time.
Because they couldn't stand coming out. I've seen people fall off the chairlift a few times. Oh. You know, as you're going to get off, you end up in the net there. That's always scary. I always feel like I'm going to fall off of it.
To me, all of this is so terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people are so brave and they do it, including my family.
People like to ski.
But you do see strange things go down when you're skiing. What did you see? 1-800-330-9999. Paul.
I was going down the slopes. I looked to my left and down came what looked like a bride and groom. The guy had on a full tuxedo and then the woman her white wedding dress. So I tried to yell congratulations.
Some people really, really, really love to ski. They're like, "I'm going to ski that day. I mean, take one day off," but I guess they really, really, really love to ski.
One of our bosses got engaged at the top of a mountain.
Mm.
Yeah, and he proposed to his now wife. And I thought that was so sweet, but he said, like, everybody started taking out their phones and recording and taking pictures of them.
I'm just trying not to fall. So a lot of ski resorts, too, they do weddings at the lodge, right? So maybe they got married up top, and then they were skiing down, and then they were going to party.
I mean, that sounds cool. I mean, wouldn't you be cold? I would hope that your dress has sleeves. I mean, I don't know. It's been a warm ski day. But even our boss, when he was telling a story about like when he got engaged at the top of the mountain, all I kept thinking is like how nervous you must be to have that engagement ring in your pocket while you're skiing.
And you got to take it out with your gloves on.
Yes.
It just spit right out of your hands.
Oh, gosh. Hillary, what did you see when you were skiing?
I actually saw a moose once when I was skiing, and it was crazy because, like, you know, I've never seen one up close and in the wild, and those things are freaking huge and terrifying. And, you know, it was just running throughout the hills. Ski Patrol had to actually shut down part of the mountain because of this huge moose just living his life.
Oh my gosh.
They can be like 1,200 pounds, 1,600 pounds.
I've never seen one myself.
It's like an elephant with antlers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big animal.
Would you rather see a moose or a wolf?
I would either see the moose, definitely. I mean, a wolf is a dangerous animal.
Coyote or moose?
Definitely a coyote. That's not as dangerous as a wolf.
Elephant or moose?
Definitely an elephant. Much more peaceful than the moose.
We don't know that for sure. Hippopotamus or moose?
Angry animal, the hippopotamus.
Yes. It can rip you apart.
Yeah. Well, then again, in that case, I guess I'll take the moose.
Okay, that's all I got for now.
I mean, am I in a boat driving by these animals?
No, you're skiing. You're on skis.
Then strange to see a hippopotamus there, but right.
What did you see happen on the ski mountain or when you were snowboarding? 1-800-330-9999. To me, skiing is terrifying, but my family skis, and this past weekend, we saw this poor girl break her leg on the mountain.
Yeah, it's terrible. Injuries happen, though, right? You're going to see some crazy stuff out there.
And not just injuries. You see a lot of weird things happen when you're skiing. What did you see? 1-800-330-9999. Donna.
I was with my daughters and Girl Scout troop, and one of the girls was on the slope. I was at the end waiting for them, looking for them, and one of the girls came straight down. I'm waving her on to try to, tell her to slow down, waving her. She was pointing straight down. There was cold wrap. Thank God to a wrap with some kind of cushion. And she just kept going straight down at like 80 miles an hour straight into the hole.
Oh, I've seen those people that crash into the crash barrier all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The haystacks. Yeah. Boom. Take those right out. Yeah.
Back.
Yeah. And by the way, if you run into a haystack, not that soft. Not as soft as you think.
Yeah, I like how they have like that. Like sometimes it's like the bright orange netting.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It'll wrap you up in it.
Yep. I go right under. The couple times I tried, I went right under that thing. Nice. Even the ski instructor said to me, he goes, "This isn't for everybody, you know. You can quit." I was like, okay.
Wow.
Erica, what did you see happen when you were skiing?
Oh, my God. I saw Kim Kardashian.
What?
I know. She had her entire security team with her. It was weird. Well, I was like, no one knows who you are. You have a...
I mean, you knew who she was. You saw her.
But it probably draws attention to you if you ski with a security entourage.
Listen, if you're one of those freaks that, you know, like follows her around or whatever, like they knew that she was going there before she got there. Of course she needs her security.
Don't you think that if you're Kim Kardashian, you just rent your own mountain? You're by yourself.
Where were you?
Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah. She rented Tahoe. I mean, I know she's got a lot, but, you know, that's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. Really tight snow pants, I'm guessing.
What, I mean, you can't even tell who anybody is with their goggles and their helmets and all that.
You think she was dressed like a skiing alien? Like, to me, she's always dressed like a leather-bound alien lately.
The only reason why I noticed her was there were so many people around her. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, it's like the Secret Service.
Right.
But better.
I mean, everybody's got to ski. Imagine, is that on like the application for the job? Like, must be able to ski?
You want to be James Bond? You want to be a ninja? Huh? You want to be security detail? You got to have skills.
Mm. Sam, what happened when you went skiing?
So I'm recently in Vail, Colorado on a ski trip for a buddy's bachelor party, whatever. We get this notification that there's a 9-year-old lost on the mountain. And, you know, it sucked. It was scary. We had nothing we could do about it, but found out the next morning, luckily, that they found the kid.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sent everyone into a little panic. It was like a helpless situation where everybody wants to be all hands on deck, but there's nothing that we could have done.
It's like, as a non-skier, but my husband and now my children ski, I worry about these things. Oh, how do you not lose daddy? Like, if you're at the top of the mountain and you take off and then like it forks and you go one way and he goes the other, it's a big mountain. How do you like not? They told me it's not a real thing, but look, like that could happen.
Well, I mean, you could certainly switch trails, but usually, you know, if you're a skier, you're going to go back up the mountain again. If you don't see your people ready to deliver, you're going to go back up and come back down. You get a little bit more panicked, obviously, with the kid. Big mountains, though, you know, I mean, where you guys go and Vail, certainly, if it's a small mountain, there's like X amount of trails. If it's a big mountain, there could be, you know, dozens.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, 50, yeah. You know, 100 right. Trails on it. So then you can definitely lose people for a couple hours. Yeah, that's scary with a kid.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. HelloFresh.com/ANNA22.